Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. One of the events that has become very familiar with Mid-Michigan and East Lansing, Michigan State University community in particular, is One Book, One Community, and I'd like to welcome in Ginny Haas, Director of Community Relations, Office of Governmental Affairs. Hello, Ginny. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jack?
Well, just fine. Tell us a little bit about this year's offering by Dave Eggers.
The book this year is called Zaytoon, and as you said, it's by Dave Eggers, and it's a very timely book because it's about one man's pretty horrifying experience in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, and we all know that this weekend is the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and Dave Eggers is going to be here actually on the anniversary on Sunday night speaking to the community.
All right, this is a month-long series of events. Can you outline some of the things that people can become involved in, and tell us a little bit more about the book, if you will?
Okay, well, as I said, first of all, the book is about a man's situation after Hurricane Katrina. Abdul Zaytoon was a successful house painter and home repair person in New Orleans, pretty well-known guy, apparently, and he chose to stay in New Orleans when the hurricane hit. His family left, but he chose to stay, and I don't want to spoil the story for you, but he did some really good things in the immediate aftermath of the storm, but then some pretty terrible things happened to him.
Well, Abdul and Kathy Zaytoon are going to be here for a special event on Sunday, September 19th at Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center, correct?
They are, and we're really excited to have that confirmed. And that should be a really interesting time to really be able to talk to them about exactly what they experienced, get their firsthand view of the things that Dave Eggers told us about in the book. So that should be great. As you said, that is on the 19th.
And Dave Eggers is here on Sunday. He's here in a couple days, right?
Dave Eggers
coming in
will be here. He speaks to the community on Sunday night, 7 o'clock at East Lansing High School, and the next day he speaks to the entire freshman class at MSU at their academic welcome ceremony. This has become sort of a tradition. The students, as you know, are required to read the book, and for the last 6 or 7 years at the academic welcome, the author has come, and it's really the first thing that the students experience as MSU students is they get to hear the author.
Well, there are a number of things going on at Michigan State University this year in terms of giving back and civic awareness, and it involves a Habitat for Humanity project. But I guess for a lot of people, that sense of consciousness begins with One Book, One Community.
And I think it does, and it is interesting this year that we would be doing a Habitat House right at the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. MSU has sent hundreds of students through classes and alternative spring break to New Orleans to do a lot of rebuilding, and actually we have a slideshow that we're going to be showing with many of our events that actually has pictures of a lot of students, faculty, staff, community members actually doing rehabilitation work in New Orleans after Katrina. So it really all ties together very nicely this year.
Ginny Haas, Director of Community Relations, Office of Governmental Affairs, talking about the Michigan State East Lansing Partnership and One Book, One Community. Ginny, in terms of other campuses and other capital cities, do you know of anything quite like One Book, One Community?
Well, there's a lot of community reads across the country. We actually borrowed the idea 9 years ago from Seattle, which started the first community read. But we were the first, as far as we know, we were the first campus and community that came together around a book. Now, we do know that several have borrowed the idea from us, which is fine. We love people to borrow our good ideas, but we do believe we were the first.
All right. And what are some of the other highlights of this month-long celebration besides the Zaytoons and Dave Eggers visits?
Okay, well, we have several movies. There's a movie on in the East Lansing Public Library that is actually Spike Lee's original documentary. He has a sequel to that that's been on HBO this week, but the original documentary is being shown at the East Lansing Public Library. And there's another movie about the whole post-Katrina efforts called Trouble the Waters that's shown at the MSU Library. We have a book discussion event that's going to be a little different this year, a little more interactive and fast-paced. And we actually, one of our faculty members has been very involved in the rebuilding of the levees, and he's actually giving a talk on why the levees broke. But our finale event is at the Kellogg Center. The Kellogg Center executive chef is doing a special wine dinner with a New Orleans theme. So that's going to be on September 30th.
Jenny, you haven't been to New Orleans in the last couple of years, have you?
I haven't, no.
I'm interested to see how many more people would want to go, because there's still plenty of work to do. And this is over, I'm wondering whether some people will get the bug and say, you know what, instead of going on spring break or instead of going to a vacation or whatever, maybe that's what they'd like to do. And we'll have to see how that all plays out. Jenny, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Appreciate all the information. And you can go online, you can check out the websites, and you'll be able to get a lot more information about One Book, One Community, starting with Dave Eggers' visit at East Lansing High School on Sunday night. Jenny Haas, Director of Community Relations, Office of Government Affairs. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to talk with Mikayla Humbad, a lead investigator of MSU Psychological Research, coming up on Ebling & You.